Welcome to Lagniappe, a news feature of KEDM Public Radio with information on issues and events. I'm Bob Lennox. Bringing together the procedures of high musical art with the taste of pop culture is how one publication has described the work of Zach Browning. The Associate Professor Emeritus at the University of Illinois is a guest composer in residence this week at the University of Louisiana at Monroe. Browning joins me in studio along with host representative, ULM Associate Professor of Music, Dr. Mel Mobley. Mel, for a moment, introduce us to Zach Browning and some of his work.
Well, I knew Zach from the University of Illinois, where I met him when I was studying there, and we've had this residency here at ULM for a while, and he's one of the composers I've been wanting to get here, mainly because his music is so interesting procedurally, but also because it's so accessible to not just music aficionados, but music students and the public at large. So I'm really excited to have him here.
What are some of the events that are lined up for this week?
Today we have a lecture recital, and tonight we have a chamber concert at 7:30 p.m., and both of those are in Biedenhorn Recital Hall.
Well, Zach, welcome to Northeast Louisiana. What inspired you in this style of composition? Because it is high energy, you have specific rhythmic patterns involved in your music. How did you come across this style, and what began your interest there?
Well, it's a natural progression in that I'm a product of my generation. I grew up in Atlanta, Georgia, and James Brown is from Augusta, Georgia. Mm-hmm. And I went to a ton of his concerts. Every time I could, I'd go see him. And that had a great influence on my music, as did the Allman Brothers, who were from Macon, Georgia, and they would give these free concerts. So a lot of that is in my music. And then, of course, my educational background, I went to Florida State and had the great opportunity to study with Krzysztof Penderecki, a very important Polish composer, became American composer, associated with Yale University for a long time. So it's sort of a combination of those two things coming together that you wouldn't think would come together, and that's what I would say is the best way to describe my music.
The elements you bring into your music, what is the challenge of combining like string and vocal, even electronic or computer sounds, bringing that all together into a composition and achieve what you want?
Yeah, I think even beyond that, for me, the bigger challenge was to bring in, say, a drum set with a string quartet. And it's not just writing that way, but it's also the players have to get used to those things being together. You know, it's not always been the case. So that's actually what inspires me to write when I think about putting those two things together. So more so than strings with the flute, I think it's more like a funk bass with an opera singer. You know, how do you get those together?
And then, like we say, the pop culture, and then you kind of bring in computer sounds.
Yeah, I do. There's a piece tonight, and I want to give a shout out to Scott Humes, who's doing an excellent job performing that piece. In fact, I wanted to say, you know, when you bring somebody from the outside, the focus gets on them, and I appreciate that. But you forget, I think it's a great way to see what you have here already. There's a terrific percussion ensemble playing tonight, two of my pieces. And I want to thank Mel Mobley for doing that. There's some great talent here, and so I'm excited to be part of that.
You know, you've examined numbers in music through the use of magic squares, something that's noted in music from James Brown, as well as Phil Collins, John Cage. Give us a brief definition of what is a magic square for those who may not know, and could you share an example of that theory?
What I look at, magic squares, for a definition there, it's sort of like a checkerboard of numbers, and each horizontal, vertical, and diagonal line will equal the same amount, called the magic number. The ancient Chinese, there was a special magic square called the Loshu square, 3x3 square, and this particular square generated the I Ching and feng shui. And my recent music deals with using feng shui to also incorporate all these things we've been talking about. And tonight there's some works on that.
You've spoke abroad as well as here in the U.S. What is the difference in conversation that you hear between Asian and American audiences?
Ah, this is a great question. You have to be specific by country, I think. In China,
it breaks down even within Asian.
Yes, it does. In China, contemporary art music is relatively new. So when you go to a concert there, it's very often you'll see people standing up in the middle of a piece, taking pictures. I was at one recital. The woman was a violinist, and she finished the first movement of four movements, And her own student came out and brought her flowers in between the movements.
Oh, my goodness.
And everybody was clapping. And that was her own student. But the flip side is that I remember I had a premiere in Taiwan, and it was right before intermission. Mm-hmm. And when it was over, there was this long line to get my autograph. And then there was one gentleman. The lady came up and said, "You see that man over there? He wants to give you his dinner." And I had to accept it. You know, it was very interesting.
Just the enthusiasm and appreciation. Well, Mel, of course, you look forward to following the conversation with students following a visit.
Of course, and that's why we bring these people in is for three reasons. We want it for the students, of course, to benefit them and to give a service to the public and the community of Monroe, and also to give the faculty, kind of energize them and give them something to look forward to. It depends on each composer, but certainly with Zach and his, you know, interesting procedures, one of the things that'll happen afterwards is certainly all the composition students will get together and we'll have a discussion about how that relates to what they're doing and how it affects what they're doing. And then each faculty member, kind of on their own with their personal students, usually is going to have a discussion about what did you think about that and what is your reaction to it? Is that something?
And again, the concert coming up this evening at the Beanhorn Recital Hall. What time?
The concert tonight is at 7:30.
Mel, Zach, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks, Bob.